Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I am super, super excited to be here with you this week and really just diving into one of my favorite sort of global topics, which is creating a life that you love. I am a joy of business facilitator, and one of the things that we talk about a lot is that business is the adventure of living. It is the adventure of creating a life that you love and a living that you love and a reality where you're excited to get out of bed every day and see what you can create that day and have it be an adventure of, you know, not knowing exactly what might show up by the end of the day, and that having that be a gift that of total surprise and delight, that anything can happen, anything can show up as you move throughout your days and play with these amazing tools of access consciousness. And when I look at, you know, what is it to create an entire life that you love? To me, I look at, okay, so, you know, what is that? Like, first of all, what do you desire? That's a really great place to start, because a lot of people that I have these conversations with don't always have total clarity on what it is that they actually truly desire. And the good news is you don't even have to necessarily know the specifics. And sometimes when you think you know the specifics, you don't, which is, I always kind of say the good news, because you're off the hook for having to be like super detailed and like knowing exactly what you want and how it's all going to show up and how to create it. To me, that's never been a space that has really worked. And I've tried definitely like followed the rules and followed the, suggestions on how to be like the perfect manifester. And it hasn't worked so far. But what has worked way better is to just play with the energies of what is the life that I would love to have? What is the energy of that? And what would it be like to ask the universe to contribute, ask the universe to show me what's available to me that I don't even know, and pull that energy into my world and expand that energy into the world and create that energy as my life and living. And it's just a much greater conversation for me, and a conversation that's been a lot more fun for me, because you don't have to know. You know, you can't know the future. You can't know how things are going to show up. You don't have to know how things are going to show up. All you have to know is what's fun for you today? Like, what are some fun energies in your world today? And when I look at that too, it's like, okay, cool. So now, you know, where do our bodies come into that equation? How do we include our bodies in creating a life we love? What about our businesses? And what kind of money would you like to have to support and expand the life that you love? What would your relationships look like? So taking a peek into different areas of your life and really getting a sense of, oh, okay, cool. So this is what I would like my business to be. This is how I would like my days to go. This is what I would love my money flows to be and how much money I require. And this is what I'd love to have. This is the reality I'd love to have with my body, et cetera, et cetera. And as you start to play with those energies in different areas of life, it starts to just give you like a big picture of what you'd like to have. And again, more energy to start to ask for and really leave it up to the universe to show you what's actually on the menu. Because we think that there's about, you know, 3 to 10 things on the menu. And the universe is like, oh, there's actually about, you know, infinite things on the menu. And then we get to actually really play on the bigness of that playground rather than the limitation that we've decided is actually real and true. So what would it be like to create a life you love? And what are the energies of that? Let's start with what do you desire? And including the body in this conversation is a really dynamic space to play. Your body has a consciousness that it has this amazing consciousness that it is and that it can contribute to us, and our bodies actually can contribute so much awareness to us. Just the awareness that our bodies have is, it's distinct and, it's a gift. And so many of us actually, eliminate that from our worlds by not paying attention to the body, not paying attention to, so many people don't even really get that they have a body. And what would it be like to include your body all the time in everything you do? Even when it comes to, with the everyday stuff, just as you're sitting here listening to this show, are you aware of your body at all? Do you inhabit your body? Are you aware of, where you're sitting or standing or walking or moving? Are you aware of your breathing? Are you aware of when you're talking, the vibration of your voice in your chest? Are you aware of the soles of your feet and your pelvic floor? And when you start to become aware of your body as this, constant companion, actually, and playmate and creation mate that you have with you all the time, that is the way that you express yourself into this world, into the physical world. As you start to include your body so much more, our bodies give us so much information. And what's actually pleasurable for your body? What do you love? I'm doing right now this Creation of Living series that's been all these different conversations of including the body and creating a life that we love and playing with orgasmic energy and playing with sexualness and playing with creation through those energies. And these conversations have been amazing. And we've been talking a lot about, pleasure and really actually getting into the pleasure of your body. What is it like to have the pleasure of awareness of your body, of presence with your body, of the sunlight on your skin, of, beautiful, delicious clothing that your body loves to wear, of amazing food that your body loves to eat or, drink, of delicious sex that your body would love to have. And so getting a sense of what is really pleasurable for you? What is really pleasurable for your body? And how does that actually inform what you're asking for in your life? Are you asking for pleasure in your life? Are you asking for the energies of hedonism and orgasmic energy and joyful energy and pleasurable energy? Or are you actually in survival mode with your life? So many people are in survival mode, and it's really this sense of waking up every day and going, all right, I got to take care of the bills. I got to take care of the whatever, whatever your life is. I got to take care of all this stuff, right? The kids, the the household, the family, the responsibilities, the to-do list. And it's when we're functioning from that space, there really truly is, I always say it's neck up. You're functioning from the neck up. You're functioning from your mind as the totality of what you be and what's available to you, rather than the fullness of your life, your being, your body, the connection to earth, the communion with earth, the sense of sexualness that's available to us. And so everything that doesn't allow you to have the total, like to have your life be about pleasure and sexualness and joy and hedonism and the creation of a reality beyond this reality, we destroy and uncreate all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah, and because when we actually start to make those spaces and those sensations and those energies and those experiences and those, like that reality actually is what that is, that reality, a priority, a like a huge part of our request, a guiding energy with what we're asking for and what we're choosing and what we're creating, a whole different universe of possibility starts to show up for us. So if you're looking at what is the life that I would love, and you're looking at it from the neck up, you know, of like, I'd like to have $1 million and a stable relationship and a, you know, like the menu of this reality, which is quite limited, and really kind of to me has a McDonald's energy. And then you go, and then you, it's sort of like if you, the only thing you, you know, ever think is available is McDonald's. And then you go to like the most orgasmic five-star restaurant that you've ever been to with all of these beautiful little nibbles that have like zillions of flavors popping and exploding into your mouth and your body as you deliciously consume them with total presence. It's like, oh, goodness, there's a lot more out there than I thought. And so what menu are you actually choosing from and asking for? And what would your, what can your body contribute to that? So some of the energies that really I like to play with those questions is really the space of sexualness, which is a lot of what we're just starting to cultivate with this conversation. And that is, those are just the energies that really include the body and our dynamic capacity to be and receive, and to have a sense of communion with the earth and communion with consciousness and everything that there is, and the beauty and the delight and the pleasure of life. The energies of sexualness are nurturing, healing, generative, creative, joyful, expansive, orgasmic energies that when we allow ourselves to create our lives from and as that space, we have a sense of intimacy with us that is incredibly dynamic, that is the space that creates beyond this reality, that is a possibility that most other people don't choose, that is really, you know, off of the menu of this reality and into a completely different space of creation. When we allow ourselves to cultivate and develop the energies of sexualness, we bring so much more joy into our bodies and into our lives and into the world. There is a sense of relaxation and ease that is really, really dynamic. To me, playing with and cultivating sexualness is one of the fastest ways to get out of my head and actually really start to have awareness be the dominant space that I be and that I function from. So what would it be like to have every choice and every request that you make with your life be from that space of nurturing, healing energies, generative and creative energies, joyful energies, expansive, orgasmic energies? What would it be like if all of your choices and everything that you create and everything that you ask for and everything that you experience was that, like the deliciousness of being alive on planet Earth? What would your whole life and a life that you love look like if it was, if you were being those energies of sexualness and asking and creating from there? What would that be like? And everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, perceive, receive, ask, choose, create, and actualize that, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. So get a sense of that now as I'm talking, like, what is your body telling you about this conversation? And if you look at, okay, so what is the life that I would actually love if this were a priority, like if pleasure and joy and orgasmic energies were actually you know, energies that were like my like what I was actually choosing from, and like, what is the life that I would love to have? If you didn't have limitations on what you could ask for and what you could create, what would you actually be asking for? That's one of my favorite questions lately. Like, if you, what have you decided that you can't ask for? Or maybe you don't even know is possible, that if you asked for it, would change absolutely everything that you are being and creating and choosing in the world. And everything that that is, everything that that brings up and lets down times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, only, and puck, pod, shorts, boys, mans. Truly, if you could ask for absolutely anything today, anything, and you don't even have to know what it is, which is, as I was saying before, such a relief. Like, because there's things out there that are possible that we have no idea what they are. So you want to be asking always for beyond everything that you know right now, because everything that you know right now is, you know, a tiny fraction of what's actually available to you. So when you start to go, wow, I don't even know, I don't even perceive in this 10 seconds what is actually available to me right now. And I am going to ask for, I'm going to ask to be aware of what is actually available as a possibility and possibilities with my life. The universe actually starts to contribute all kinds of crazy, phenomenal possibilities to you. And when you include your body in that, your body has this incredible knowing that really, truly is beyond this reality. Including your body in the creation of your life is beyond this reality. And it's an invitation for people in the most dynamic and delicious way. So there you have it, the beginning of a conversation about what would a life that you love actually look like, and what are some energies that you can start to bring in. We're just at our first break, so we're going to pause for a moment and be back with more. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a six-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Moving forward can be difficult to do sometimes. There is always something going on. Many times, nobody else knows exactly what you're going through. If you are experiencing pain or loss, even something that is unexplained that is missing in your life, you'll want to tune into Go For It with host Joe Hausman. Joe and her guests will show you laughter and love. Sometimes you just need something a little positive in your week. Make that spot Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We're talking this week about creating a life that you love. And there's so many different ways that we can approach this conversation. And one of the things I want to talk about is shopping. Going shopping for a reality. trying on different realities and starting to get a sense beyond everything that you've decided you can and can't have, everything that you've decided you do and don't desire, and starting to actually expand your ideas, your, like, the possibilities in your world about what you can actually have. You know, this reality is based so much around impossibility that we really like give ourselves choices and possibilities for our lives based on the impossible so much more than we do of, like, wow, if I could have anything, what would that be? If I could create anything, what would that be? And it's amazing how ingrained that is and how much we stop ourselves and how dynamically we stop ourselves based on all of these points of view that we don't even know we have about what is possible, what isn't possible, what's allowed, what's acceptable, what's just even, like, within the realm of imagination. And the thing is, it's so funny, your imagination actually kills possibility. Your imagination is a limitation. Most of what is available as far in terms of, like, the possibilities for our lives, most of the possibility that's available to us, we don't even perceive yet. Like, we have no idea even what is actually possible. And so we have to start asking for it, and we have to actually start looking for it. You know, they say a lot, this, you actually have to create your life. Dane here and Gary Douglas say this a lot in different ways. The creators of Access Consciousness, you have to create your life, or this reality will create it for you. This reality will create your life for you based on the limited points of view and the lies and the limitations of what's actually possible. This reality will create that for you unless you actively start to create it for yourself. And the way that you actively start to create your life and a life that you love is to actually go, okay, there's a whole lot that is available to me that I could be creating, that I could be choosing, that I've decided that I can't, and that's beyond what I currently know and beyond what I'm currently aware of and beyond my current imagination. That's the playground I want to play on. That's, like, the ballpark I want to play in. That's the what I want to be reaching for, asking for, looking for, considering. And so going shopping for different realities, it's not like an end all be all where you're like, I'm going to go and I'm going to look at what other people are doing and creating as their lives, and I'm going to make that my life. But it starts to actually just open you up and let you go really beyond like the box that you tend to hang out in, the box of, like, you know, the colors that you tend to choose or the things that you tend to see, because your point of view really does create your reality. And so all the possibilities that you see and don't see are going to be based on the points of view that you have. And those points of view are not usually, most of them are not actually conscious. So it's about, like, looking up, looking out, looking on the horizon, looking around, you know, going to Italy and going shopping, going to Australia and going shopping, going to Brazil and going shopping, you know, that allows you to start to look from a different point of view. So look around you and get a sense of, like, who are the people in your life? Are there people in your life that have a reality that's really delicious for you, that's inspiring to you? And it might even be, what's interesting about this is, like, it might not even be something that you, it might not be something that you would choose, and it might not be something that you think you would choose. One of the things that has really surprised me in the creation of my life is my relationship and how that has ended up being and how I've actually created it. Some of you know a bit of the story of my relationship, but, you know, I was married for, I think maybe 6 years or something like that. It seems like so many lifetimes ago at this point, but, I was married and had kids, and, my kids were pretty little, and we got divorced, and I did just start to, like, ask for, you know, a different partnership, a different relationship, and different energies to show up. And when I met Brian, my partner, almost 7 years ago, it was this sense of like the energy of everything that I had been asking for, but he lived in another state. And we just sort of thought, well, there's got to be a way that we can get around this. Like, we need to live together. So, and luckily we were willing to really follow the energy and continue to choose to be with each other, even though it wasn't looking very, you know, possible or likely that we would live together at any time soon, because we both had kids and we had businesses and we had, you know, all these, it was mostly the kids, where it was like nobody was going to move anytime soon. And so we just kept playing with, you know, the energy that was there and the lightness of it, and ended up creating a relationship that we really, really love. And it is actually about not being together all the time and having a long distance relationship, which in this reality is, you know, not, it's like everybody talks about how hard it is and how undesirable it is and how it's the kind of thing where it's a problem. Like, it's actually a problem in this reality to have a long distance relationship rather than a possibility. And I was talking about that with somebody today and just saying, you know, I don't actually really, I like for things in my life to be different a lot. Like, I actually like to be around different people. I like to be alone a lot. I don't really get to be alone a whole lot, but I do enjoy it. So I like to have a life where there is, like, I'm not living with somebody, you know, I'm not even with my kids all the time. There isn't anybody in my life that I'm with all the time, other than me. And there isn't, I just haven't created that as my life. And a lot of people do. I mean, that's a large part of, you know, life and living in this reality, is that, like, the relationships and the, you know, the people that you live with and you wake up with every morning, and you, you know, they're always in your life. They're always around you, your kids, your family, your spouse, your roommates, whatever it is. And I didn't even really realize that that was a desire that I had or a reality that was true for me. But as I started to play, like, really just let go of the judgments of what I had decided my life needed to be, or what was a life that I loved, I started to realize that I actually am a really great person for a long distance relationship. And not because I like to have distance between Brian and I, or my partner and I. It's not about separation. It's actually about, there's an intimacy that's there whether we're together or not. And there's an intimacy that I get to have with me. And I love having my space. And I love being in a relationship with somebody who loves his space too, where we get to really honor that with each other. And he'll, like, last fall, he took a month-long trip to Asia. He's done that actually the past 2 years, where he's in the fall. He's like, you go to Costa Rica to the 7-day, and I'm going to go and get on a motorcycle and ride my motorcycle around Vietnam. Or I'm going to go to Bhutan. And so last fall, he left actually for a month. And it was so cool. It was like, gosh, you know, I'm not going to see him. I didn't see him for about 2 months, I think, which is a long time for us. And it was just like, I knew, you know, he was out there in the world having a great time, really enjoying himself on these travels, doing things that I wouldn't necessarily choose to do. But I was so happy that he got to do them, and I was doing what I like to do. And that's the thing, is that, like, if you just look at a relationship like that, it's not that, that type of a relationship is not valued in this reality. It's not understood. It's not encouraged. It's not something that most people even consider. And I certainly didn't, you know, when I was looking at what is the life that I would love, I started to ask for the energies of it. I started to ask for the qualities of a person that I would like to be with. But I never did I ask for a long distance relationship over a 7-year period and beyond. You know, I like a long distance relationship that's going to be long distance for the rest of my life. You know, I didn't ask for that. I thought I was asking for something really different, but I was willing to follow the energy. So, and the thing is that there have been people in my world that have shown me, that have invited me to a really different possibility with everything that I've chosen, like relationships, where I look at people who are like, no, I don't actually desire a relationship, or I do, but it has to be like this, or, you know, I like to be with lots of different people, or, and really a big part of it is just getting out of the judgment of everything that we've decided is a great life. Because in this reality, a great life is quite boring for a lot of us. Like, I would actually be extraordinarily bored if I woke up in the same house with the same person and went to the same job every day. That would not work for me. And in this reality, like, if you have a successful job and a great relationship and money and a happy and healthy family, you've hit the jackpot, you know. And for some people, they do have a sense that they've hit the jackpot if that's their life. But when we create our lives based on like this extraordinarily limited menu of what we think is possible, and what our options are, then there is no jackpot. So you got to start looking around and looking at, okay, cool. So how are other people that I know functioning in the world? What is that like? And, you know, what could I actually start to ask for that I've never considered that I could ask for before? What are the energies that I see in other people's lives, whether it's a relationship or it's with money or it's a, you know, reality with their body or with family or with business or like in all these different areas of life, just looking at, oh, this is how this person functions. And it's really looking like shopping with a curiosity, like almost sort of window shopping, you know, so you're shopping in a way where you start to consider different energies and new energies, but it doesn't mean that you have to like, you know, go into the store, try them on, buy them, and you're married. You know, it's more like, oh, I'd like to actually see what else is possible based on what other people are creating. And then going beyond that too, because a lot of times what we know is possible and what's fun for us, it doesn't even exist in the world yet. You might actually be here to bring it on. You might be here to birth a different reality. Like for me, when I look at the relationship piece, it's like, I had some really cool like mentors and teachers in my life that have done relationship really different, and you know, people that I know that have a different point of view about it and don't function from judgment in any way. So that's opened me up to different conversations around relationship. But I also really had to know what I knew about it and to follow what was fun and joyful and light for me to create something that I've not seen before. Like I haven't actually seen people in my life like valuing and enjoying and thriving and being so happy about having a long distance relationship. Like that's not actually something that you sort of encounter very often. And so it also had to be something that I was willing to know about me. It was something that I had to be willing to trust. That, oh, wow, you know, everybody else says this is wrong and it needs to be changed and it's not, you know, you can't have intimacy if you don't live together and blah, blah. But actually, gosh, you know, this is a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be. I'm enjoying this more than I'm telling myself. And that was a key for me, for both of us with the relationship piece. It was like, wait a minute. We've been making this wrong because we think it's supposed to be wrong because in this reality it is wrong. But this is actually really cool because, you know, come to find out we both really dig our space and we really dig each other and we really dig being together. And we're so happy when we're together and we're happy when we're not together. And we like variety and we like to travel. And so it was the willingness to look around and see other possibilities and also really, really know what it is that we knew about what was true for us. And for me, like what I have known about what's true for me in regards to relationship. And then you can expand that into every area of your life into, so what is that with business? Like, what have you never seen created in business before that you're like, you've told yourself is impossible with business, but it's actually like would be really, really fun for you if you created it, or a reality with money that doesn't exist. You've not seen it before. when you shop for realities, you start to see different energies that you can ask for and bring in, include in your life, and then really allow it to show up looking very, very different than you think it's going to, or than you thought it was going to. Be willing to change on a dime what it is that you think you're asking for, that you would like to have. Be willing to change on a dime. Because then the projections and the expectations of how you think something is going to show up, they don't get in the way. It's just, it's a space of, oh, wow, okay, cool. I have more information now. I can choose something different. You don't have to hold on to any of your points of view about anything. You can always choose something different. So on that note, we are going to take our second break. And back for more very shortly. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
It's time to eradicate barriers that are holding you back in your relationships and your life. Start by embracing the concept of laughing loudly and loving deeply. Coincidentally, that's the name of a highly anticipated new show featuring host Dr. Faith Brown. She'll talk with life experts or life-sperts in order to help you develop your own vision plan for better relationships and experiencing the ultimate enjoyment in life. Laughing Loudly, Loving Deeply with Dr. Faith can be heard every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're talking this week about creating a life that you love. So before this past break, we were just talking about going shopping for reality and starting to look at and invite new energies and new awarenesses in of what's actually possible. Both things that you see in other people's worlds and things that you start to ask to perceive in your own world, where when you do actually perceive it as a possibility, then you can start to ask for it. And there's this really cool quote, actually, that I wanted to share with you guys from the Joy of Orgasmic Living class with Dane here, which was a freaking phenomenal class, where he said, "All of your requests are based on an energy of possibility that's available at the time you make your requests that may never have been available before." So what he's saying is that these energies become available and then we start to perceive what they are. And then we can start to ask for them. When you ask for something new in your life, when you bring in that piece of, you know, the elements of creation of asking, question, choice, possibility, contribution, ask and you shall receive. When you bring that in, and you start to function from a lot more questions and asking for different things and new things and things that you've never considered asking for before, it's because there's a space of possibility that is opening up in your life. And those the awareness of possibility that you have of what you could have as your life, you won't have the awareness until it's actually available as a possibility. So why not start to ask? And this is the thing about creating a life that you love, is it's not about getting to work to defy the odds of the limitations of this reality. It's actually about being willing to ask for as much as you would like to have, as dynamically as you would like to have it, like to really start to go, wow, the only thing that is between me and all of these possibilities that I'm perceiving is my unwillingness to ask. Just to go, hey, universe, bring it on. Like, I'd like to have this. I'd like to have this as my life, as my reality. And one of the things I've been doing a lot more of lately is, well, asking for a lot more all day long. Oh, that, I'll have that. When I see an energy, which is that sort of shopping energy of like, ooh, there's an energy that's really cool. I'd like to have that. I'd like to have that and that and that and that and that and that and that. And knowing as I'm asking for things, as I'm asking for different realities to show up in my world and in the world, that the universe is delivering. Like, I'm setting the universe into motion on my behalf with the creation of what it is that I'm asking for. And if I didn't have awareness of whatever I'm asking for as a possibility, it wouldn't be possible. Like, as Dane was saying in this quote, it's there's an energy that becomes available. We start to perceive it, and then we can ask for it. So everywhere that you've negated and denied and diminished the potency and the power of your ask, will you please destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, pock, pod, shorts, boys, minutes. And actually, this is just so dang cool. Dane is doing a whole telecall series called Ask. It starts, I believe, at the end of July. You can find out more about it on drdanehere.com or accessconsciousness.com. But what I love about this call series is that I get that there's an availability of this space of asking that hasn't been there before, like a real presence and availability and possibility in our worlds and in the world of ask and you shall receive as a reality in a really different way than it's ever been before. And so to me, this telecall is, it's like, wow, it's like an indicator of and an expression of, hey, there's something really powerful that is available to us now with our willingness to ask. So everything that you are not willing to ask for because you think you have to figure out how to create it if you ask for it, we destroy it and create all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, pod, shorts, boys, mans. And what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about defending against the possibilities that exist for your life that keeps you in a life of mediocrity, stability, order, and no change? And everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, bands. Because a lot of times we're actually simultaneously like sort of asking for something different, but also like, shit, if the life I love showed up, I'd have to change some stuff. I'd have to rock the boat. I'd have to upset some people. I'd have to make big choices. I'd have to like step into bigger spaces of creation. And sometimes we actually think, I'm going to have to work my butt off, so I don't want to do that. But sometimes it's actually like, no, I'd actually have to receive it, and I don't want to do that. So everything that is and everything that brings up, will you please destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, puck, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah, like what if the sheer perceiving of what's possible and the awareness of it and then the willingness to ask for it really is the thing that that changes everything, that gets the energy moving in the direction of the life that you would love to have super dynamically. And you don't actually have to come up with the ins and the outs and the hows and the, you know, details of how that's going to look, of what it's going to be like, of how it's going to show up. All you have to do is start asking for it. So to circle back a little bit to the body and what we were playing with before with the body, if you really would like to start to have a greater awareness of a reality beyond this reality that's really fun for you, really delightful for you, and off the menu of this reality, like on the, like, what do they have that? What do they call it? Like those like cult menus at like Starbucks and Jamba Juice or whatever, where you have to actually like know what it is and ask for it because it's not on the menu, you know? So what would it be like to actually have a sort of a random funny example, but just that sense of like there's menus that exist that nobody knows about. Like there's choices and possibilities that exist that nobody knows about. There's choices and possibilities that exist that I don't know about. And we can also start to ask for that. Like you don't have to go digging around to try to figure out what that is. The shopping thing is really fun because it opens you up to all these new possibilities. And if you add the awareness that you get to, like if you add your awareness to everything that you're looking at, everything that you're perceiving when you see other people's worlds and you do the shopping thing, you can actually, like, the awareness that you have of what's possible but gets way, way bigger and greater and more phenomenal. So it's a very actually chaotic space of creation that if we are willing to have that and be that and ask for it and choose it and be like, I have no idea, but I know I'm creating a life that I love, I'm going to go for it. Oh my gosh, what can show up is so incredible and so beyond everything that we've ever thought was a limitation and was possible and not possible. So everything that doesn't allow you to be the chaos of receiving that you actually be, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, battle, nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and so I want to do a little exercise with you guys. I've been doing these energy pulls this summer and actually I've been doing them all spring and this summer I've been leading some, and it's been absolutely phenomenal and extraordinary to see what's been showing up in people's worlds. Where you actually really start to play with the energies, you know, again, not the specifics, but the energies of what you'd like to have as your life. Cultivate that, interact with it, bring your awareness to it, play with it, and pull it in. Pull it in as your reality. Allow the universe to contribute to it. Allow the potency of your awareness to expand everything that you'd like to have. And it's been absolutely incredible to see what has shown up in people's worlds and what's showing up in my world from doing energy pulls over and over and over every day. I've been over the course of the month of June, we've been doing some pulls around creating ease, joy, and glory with money and pulling money into our worlds. And it's been just so many people going, oh my gosh, there's all this money showing up and there's all these people and there's all this creation and I'm happy and I'm having so much fun. And so we're going to actually continue on with that in July. Starting on the 4th of July, 30 days of sex and creation with body pulls. So what the hell is that anyway? What is sex and creation and what is a body pull? We'll do one here as we before the show ends. But to me, sex and creation is this energy of sexualness, of actually, like, and I talked about that a little bit in the beginning, like the healing, nurturing, generative, creative, joyful, expansive, orgasmic energies of the universe, of our bodies, of the earth that are available to us, that when we start to be that, there's a completely different space of creation. There's a completely different space of request, of ask, of, oh, wow, if I actually had a life that was like nurturing, healing, joyful, expansive, orgasmic, generative, creative, like, what would that be like? If I had that as my life, what does my body know about that? And what would it be like to pull that in? So we're going to be spending the month of July, basically from the 4th of July through, I believe it's the 3rd of August. It's a 30-day thing. Developing those energies. What is it like developing, cultivating, and expanding the energies of sexualness as the basis for receiving? If you're willing to have sexualness, you're willing to have receiving, you're willing to have total presence with your being, with your body, and there's a space from which you can create anything. You can create the life you love, you can create wealth, you can create abundance, you can create cash flow and money coming into your world in a really different way than without including your body and including the energies of sexualness. and just the joy and the pleasure and the delight of being alive. So what would it be like to spend 30 days taking 20 minutes, half hour, whatever it is, every day and going, this, like these energies, I'd like to have a lot more pleasure in my world. I'd like to have a lot more money in my world, a lot more wealth, a lot more abundance, a lot more creation, and actually pulling that in, including your body in the receiving of that, including your body in the pull of that, and seeing what shows up. So I wanted to do a little taste of that with you here today based on the conversation that we've had so far. So get a sense right now of everything that we've talked about that has lit you up in some way or has a sense of lightness in your world. Let yourself just expand into that. So lower any barriers that you may have and really expanding the space in your world of like, wow, what would it be like if my life was like absolutely pleasurable, like pleasurable all day long? If there wasn't anything about your life that wasn't pleasurable, and that doesn't even involve points of view, it's actually just the delight and the ease and the joy and the glory and the deliciousness of being alive. What would that be like? What would you do every day? How would you spend your time? What would it be like to wake up in the morning alive with the joy of embodiment, with the energies of sexualness? With a sense of, wow, I have a day available to me today to create, to have an adventure of creation. Universe, let's go. Let's play. The universe is your partner. It wishes and desires to bring you everything that you'd like to have. And when you start to ask for it and play with it and perceive it and interact with those energies, all of that starts to show up with ease, with total ease. So what would it be like if you woke up in the morning knowing that? Knowing that, hey, there's a whole lot of possibility here. I would like to have it. I'd like to choose it. I wonder how different I can be by the end of the day today. Let your body start to show you what your body knows about all of those energies. So what does that create with your body when you start to play with, wow, like total pleasure, total delight, total receiving, total sexualness, the life I would love to have, people in my life that contribute to me, that nurture me, an amount of money that's joyful, that has a lot of choice with it, that is fun for me to play with, a business doing and creating what I love to do and create in the world, a sense of communion with the earth, with my body, with the molecules of the universe and the elements of creation. And just let yourself be it and start to pull into that, pulling energy from all over the universe into that and lowering your barriers more and pulling more and more and more and more and pulling more and then sending little trickles out everywhere, all over the universe for everything and everybody that's looking for you, that would love to have the possibility that you know exists in the world. Let all of those people, all of those beings, all of that money, all of those possibilities come and find you and lower your barriers and expand out and pull and trickle and turn it up and let your body show you what it knows and what is true and what intensity of pleasure and delight and an off the charts life that you love. What could you be and do to create it? What could you ask for to create it? What could you choose today? And everything that doesn't allow that, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. So we are just about at time. If you would like to have more of this, please come and play with us for 30 days of sex and creation. It's going to be a super dynamic adventure. We've already been having so much fun this month, and it will continue, and you can jump in even if you haven't done anything this month. You can go to heathernichols.com/30days of sex to join us, and also heathernichols.com/creation of living. Have a beautiful week, everybody, and we'll be back with you next week for more. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.